Ad Council.
What they say, it's a good day. It's 7 past the hour. Dudley is on his way to catch a flight back to Boston. So it will be Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, manning the website over at DougSteppen.com. Check out our poll of the day, which is what today, Clay?
Oh, what was it today?
There he is.
I'm right on top of things as usual.
Glad you wake up and go to work every single day.
I got it here somewhere, Rich. Okay.
I think it's about planning your death, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Are you ready to die, I believe?
So asking you whether you have your will together, whether you have made plans, and whether your family knows what you want done.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
Are you ready for the end of your life? Yes, I've written my will and talked to my kids. When my time comes, I'm ready. No, and I never will be. I wish I could live forever. Or C, when my life ends, it ends. I try not to dwell on it.
You know what? Actually, this would be a good question to ask Uri Geller, who joins us every week. A lot of people call Uri a paranormalist. I like to think of him more of a guy who tries to get everybody thinking positively. So the power of positive thinking and how you can better your life through the power of positive thinking. Right, Uri?
Hey, that's right. Thank you very much.
So, Uri, when we talk about death, I mean, obviously having you and Doug are on the same plane where this life is over and then you go on to something else. How do you address that? I mean, how are you prepared for whatever happens next or at the end of this one?
Well, when you say prepared, first of all, I have to be prepared tangibly, which means you talk to your kids, you tell them about the will, you tell them what you own, how much you owe, and you just tell them that life goes on, but at some stage there is an exit.
Yeah.
And that exit, unfortunately, we have to go through alone. But because I'm such a huge believer in life after death, in the afterlife, I say to them, we'll meet out there in another world, in another realm, in another dimension. I think it's important to talk to family and tell them your financial situation, so when you do depart, there won't be a mess. My entire family believe we are spiritual, so we do believe that there is something out there and life goes on. If that answers your question, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, no, it does, and I know you well enough to know that you have all of your ducks in order and that you are prepared for wherever life takes you. So, I think that you probably have everything covered, and then believe that I will see you on the other side, and I think we'll probably be doing a radio show on the other side together sometime too.
Sometimes, you see, just believing, having that sense, the feeling that life doesn't end, gives you immense comfort.
You know,
it gives you some type of assurance that, hey, okay, there is something to do with the unknown coming, and we can't escape that.
You know,
because everyone will die.
Right, we can't wrap our brains around it. But it's not just a comforting thought. I mean, we all are energy, and that energy never really disappears. It just takes another form, right?
Yeah. Do you remember that I talk quite often about Albert Einstein's famous equation, which reads E equals mc squared? Well, most of us don't remember what we learned in school. But basically, Albert Einstein proved to the world in 1924 through a scientific equation, E equals mc squared, that everything in the universe is made from energy, and that energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore, one must ask the question, okay, that is science. And scientifically, We have validated that energy cannot die. What then happens to our soul, to our spirit, to the energy within us? So it's fascinating that so many people say, oh, it's mumbo jumbo, you die, and that's the end of that. But they don't dare to take that stage or that step and question, well, if energy cannot die, then what happens to us? I think that all of us here on this show will agree to that. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I do.
Well, I don't get it either now.
Yeah.
Well, we will.
And then actually, for the last couple of weeks, I've been wanting to talk to you about, I guess, this specifically. But, you know, we always get off into some other direction and then never get over here. But I've been thinking about infinite space or infinite, I guess, mass. I guess within the universe and beyond. If something is created, does it have to take the place or energy of something else that then goes away? You know what I mean? If a person is born, does a person have to die? If a car is built, does some other space have to go away to make room for that car that is built? If a plant grows?
That could very well be true. We simply don't know. And when you bring up the word infinity, in my opinion, infinity is the most powerful word in the universe because it simply means no end. And our minds, our small human minds, cannot comprehend, understand, or decipher what infinity means. Just imagine, there is no end. There is no end to outer space, and there is no end to inner space. Wow, this is incredible. And through those infinite times, spaces, vacuums, I believe there is other life. There are intelligent beings out there or in there that we probably have not encountered yet. Maybe all these UFO stories that we read daily, maybe there is a visitation not necessarily from outer space, but maybe they come from inner space. I mean, once you enter an atom, you can continue traveling in that atom forever, because it's infinite. This is such an amazing subject. We could talk about it for years.
So what's to say that when I die, people always joke about that, you know, okay, when I was in a former life, I was this person or that person. And then you joke about, okay, in my next life, I'm going to be a dog, a turtle, an elephant, a giraffe, or whatever. And then they say, no, you come back as people. Well, who says that I even have to come back to Earth? But
you see, some humans, individuals, animals, birds, whatever, do come back. Because I believe in reincarnation, too. It is possible that a certain soul, energy, spirit, instead of going into the other side, into an afterlife, for some strange cosmic reasons, spiritual reasons, that energy decides not to go, and it could reincarnate into a newborn child. You know, many religions worldwide do believe in that concept, that there is something called reincarnation. Mm-hmm. Now, some spirits decide not to reincarnate, but they don't want to go. They're not ready to go. Therefore, they stay around. And they're, you know, you saw all these movies about ghosts and the sixth sense. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind that spirits do exist. And sometimes they linger around before they go into that final infinite journey.
Wow. But just knowing that, for me, the great peace when I've had two good friends die in the last 10 years is just saying to myself, they are in a better place. Mm-hmm. Okay?
You know, let me just stop you there, because I just wrote an email this morning. My webmaster, Kevin John Lewis, his nanny died.
Mm.
And I just wrote, an hour ago, she is in a better place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to believe that, because otherwise, I don't understand people who don't think, who think that at the end,
that
this is it. You just turn into a pile of dirt, and that's all there is.
It's such a much bigger...
How do you live knowing that it's going to end that way someday?
But you see, most people around the world, and I'm talking about close to 7 billion people, believe in God. They're religious people. Billions pray to God every day. I think that those people who do believe in God tend to believe that there is a continuation, there is an afterlife. There are also agnostics and atheists who believe exactly what you just said, that when you die, you're cremated, you basically end up in a jar of ashes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a way, I sort of like that idea, though, because if that is the case, I mean, I would prefer it to have an afterlife, but if that is the case, it's sort of nice to know that whatever you do on Earth, you got to make the time that you have and make what you can out of it, you know? And it's like you get one chance and that's it.
Yeah, but then the question is, I mean, is this is it? That's all? I mean, what about our consciousness?
I think it's pretty incredible if that's all. I think it's a pretty incredible thing, life.
Well, you know, I'm not going to fight you. It's your belief system, and if you want to believe that this is it, this is it.
Yeah, but dude, look what you've done with the first 20 years of your life. If this is it, man, you better get into busy.
Yeah,
this is a fascinating topic. I could go on for hours with this, but we'll continue it next week, and thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks,
okay,
Harry.
By the way, while I was talking, did you hear a background noise?
Are you on your walk?
I'm on my exercise. I love you all.
You're a great multitasker.
Yes, you are. It's 18 past the hour. Go to UriGeller.com to see more of Uri's pictures and information. And it's a good day show at 18 past.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me. High cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay?
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
1,000 thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Stephens, Good Day USA. Doug's on his way to the airport. Catch a flight back to Boston, the snowy Boston from sunny L.A.
He's so silly. It was beautiful in L.A.
Yeah, but if it weren't for Charlotte being back stuck on the farm inside the house all by herself, he would absolutely be staying with
Who's feeding Charlotte?
Edgar comes over every day and feeds her. So. One of the monster hits from this past year is Lady Antebellum's Need You Now. It's great, great, great.
They had
song.
A good year, and they had a lot of hits
really did.
And awards.
Really did.
And iTunes, you know, everybody has a list this time of year, you know, the tops of 2010, the year in review. But iTunes just released their list of their top 10 most popular songs. Do you have
so
any?
This would be actually downloaded from iTunes.
Exactly.
So this is real stuff.
Exactly. This is real stuff. So number 10 is Eminem. He had a big year, too, Not Afraid. This song that we're listening to now, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now, is number 9. I kind of thought it would be a little higher up the list.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's been a monster hit the past few months.
Not too bad. Another one who, I don't know, we need to talk to Young Clay since apparently I'm listening more and more to country music now, but 8 TikTok by Kesha. I don't know much about her, but, you know, like her. And then, you can sing for us?
Yeah, TikTok on the clock.
I
don't know the words.
Nice job. I know that song. Yeah. TikTok on the clock.
Body don't stop now.
Break Your Heart, number 7, is Tyo Cruz featuring Ludacris. Who's Tyo Cruz, Clay?
I have no idea.
Am I saying it right?
It's Tybo.
Tyo? I don't know.
You got me.
Number 6, OMG featuring will.i.am and Usher sings that one. Dynamite, Tayo Cruz again, number 5.
Wow.
Number 4 is Airplanes, B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore. Number 3, Rihanna is back in the charts. Eminem had another hit there featuring Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. And then number 2, I love this one, Katy Perry and California Girls. Nobody else?
I'm out.
Just like Chloe Deschanel.
And then the number 1 song of the year. Do you have any guesses, Rich? You know what it is?
I'm going to say it's Train.
Hey, Soul Sister. And I love this song. Good one. Train's back, because they were away for a few years.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad that they topped a lot. I mean, you look at these guys, and they're all close to my age, in between you and me, probably 38, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And there's rock and roll guys. Some of these guys, I'm out of touch. I'm old and out of touch. I'm 46 years old. Everything I listen to is going to be deep tracks now. My favorite bands are...
A.K.A. Snooze Fest.
Yeah. I'm going to see Warren Haynes tonight from Government Mule and Government Mule. Nobody's going to know who those guys are, but if you go to New Orleans and walk the streets of New Orleans, everybody knows who they are. It's nice to see that I still have something that I can kind of touch base with in the top 10.
Well, probably
everybody's hip hop is up the top 2.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I know everybody can kind of get along with this song, I think, and maybe Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum, that's a great song.
And these are also iTunes demographics, so it's probably
skewed young. That's true. A little younger. I'm surprised Taylor Swift wasn't on here.
Oh, yeah. That is a shock, isn't it?
She didn't have anything new out till the end of the year, but still, she's so huge. She had Speak Now out.
Yeah.
I don't know. She needs to break up with somebody else so she can write another song.
And then the Lady Antebellum thing was the only thing off of the country charts in that top 10, isn't it?
Yep.
At all.
Huh. That was the biggest crossover hit of the year, though, I think.
You know, and country's really done a great job. They're so smart and just how they've been able to cross over into pop and really just grow and grow in the last decade or more. All right, there's your top 10 in music. Hope something there touched you. And it's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're into diving, then you've probably had some exceptional experiences underwater. But I've got the 411 on a few artificial reefs that you might want to check off your list. Ever heard of scuba diving in a missile silo? Just outside of Abilene, Texas, there's an Atlas Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Silo that has been filled up with groundwater over the years. A company called Family Scuba Center can arrange dives at the silo, which is about 130 feet deep and 60 feet wide. Now, you've heard of wreck diving. Well, off the island of Oahu in Hawaii, intrepid divers can head down to a Corsair plane wreck, and you might even meet the moray eel that still lives in the cockpit. In the waters off Miami, there's another unique wreck. The Spirit of Miami is a Boeing 727 sitting between 82 and 110 feet of water. And off the coast of Long Island and New Jersey, there are a number of unusual reefs. We're talking about subway cars, old army tanks, and donated Coast Guard vessels. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Today at 33 past the hour, coming up here is Clay's moment to tell us about what's going on in social networking and up at the website. Doug, again, is on his way to catch an airplane out of LAX back to Boston. Why, I don't know, because there's 12, 13 inches of snow on the ground, but little Charlotte is there waiting for him.
All cold with her sweater on.
Yeah.
Bulldog sweater. I wonder if I gave Doug bulldog pants for Christmas. I wonder if we should have gotten Charlotte a Doug shirt or something.
You know, I think he would dress Charlotte up.
Oh, totally.
If you gave him clothes for Charlotte, I think he would dress her up.
Would you not think he has dressed Charlotte up?
I don't remember ever seeing or hearing about her wearing clothes.
We dressed my dad's dog up as Santa this year. I don't know if you saw the pictures on my Facebook page.
I did. That was a sad picture.
No, she loved it. She actually slept in the outfit. She loved it. It was kind of like those thunder jackets or whatever.
My dog would chew his way out of the clothes and then come attack you.
Oh, no. She loved it. Love.
All right. Well, if you love seeing dogs, like Doug's is going to be happy as can be when he gets home, you absolutely have to go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com and see today's video of the day. And apparently the wife or somebody of this returning soldier knew that this dog was going to freak out. Because they had video of the door opening, the dog seeing the guy returning in his camos, walking up to the door, and the dog absolutely freaks out. Go to DougStephan.com.
Get him!
Are you crazy?
Are
you crazy? You forget?
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! I told you.
I've never seen a happier dog.
That's so cute.
It's amazing.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
Honey, do you remember Dad? I miss you so bad, honey. I'm so sorry I went away.
Oh my God.
I miss you so bad.
Not you so much, honey, but the dog. I miss you.
All right, so go to gooddayshow.com, click on our web video of the day, and you'll see it right there. Very nice. Clay, today on the poll, we have we just went
it's
over.
It's a happy, uplifting poll today.
It's, but you know what? It kind of reminds you, it's this time of the year where everybody's making resolutions, and this should be one of your resolutions, to make sure that you have your house in order if the ultimate happens. You know, all of us are young enough that we don't even want to think about it, but I'm in my 40s now, and, you know, we've started to put stuff together. And
you have a will?
You have kids. Yeah. I need to update it because mine is pretty much like Doug's, where it just says, do this. And so
as opposed to what?
As opposed to nothing.
Don't you have to start out with I, Rich McFadden, being of sound mind and body?
Yes. Ooh. Well, that's legal speak.
Can
lawyer
you have,
talk.
Like, I want to have like a big will reading, even though I have Jack Squat.
I want to have mine on video.
I know.
That's the thing.
I want my family to gather around and say, I give my cat to, you know, whoever.
But I'm going
to
give it to you. Your will is all you ask for is a big will reading.
They're gonna
that's
get
what
a,
I want.
My will reading is going to be posted on YouTube, and they're going to go into the lawyer's office, and he's going to log onto YouTube, and they're going to see this video of me going, how you doing?
I will my entire Payless shoe collection.
Give it to me, Jen. Give it to me.
To Clay Coad.
Honey, if you ever date another man, I'm going to haunt you forever. So go to the poll at DougStepan.com. And are you ready for the end of your life? Yes, I've written my will and talked to my kids. When my time comes, I'm ready. No, and I will never be. I wish I could live forever. That's Doug. Doug's got his will scratched out on a sheet of paper, and he thinks that's going to be okay. I got news for you. But his kids won't contest anything.
Didn't he email us a copy of his will once, like years ago?
He emailed us his wishes of
what
he would want to happen.
I'll post them at the website.
I think he bonked his head on a tractor like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he started to like see that he won't live forever and that he's not Superman.
And he was worried about this program, and so he willed it to his kids and Rich and Roberta and I think.
Yeah, he pretty much said, here's what I want to happen to the program. Should anything happen, I'm going to be around for the rest of your lives. I'll live longer than all of you guys, but just in case.
Yeah.
I want my kids to get this. I want Rich and Jen and blah, blah, blah to do this and do this and do this. And I got that tucked away somewhere. So,
so if
you kept it.
Whatever.
So if the worst was to happen, Rich, and you were to move on to another plane of existence or realm of existence, would you want your wife to move on?
I would.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, God forbid something happens to you and your wife. Who gets your kids?
Oh. My brothers.
Which one?
Just have them
which one do you like better?
You.
Do you split them up and give one to each?
No.
Just kidding.
All right,
be like
Grandma,
a drawing.
You can take the left.
Yeah, I would. That's tough because my younger brother has two younger kids. But my older brother is the more loving brother that, you know, my younger brother is very loving with his kids and very good father. But my older brother just really, really connects. So I don't know.
If you give it to the one that already has kids, it might turn into like a Cinderella stepsister situation.
That's right. Well, your kids are going to have to do all the work in the backyard.
Yeah. His kids don't do any work. They're each trying to kid.
Does Janet have siblings?
Janet's brother passed away 6 years ago, and it was just the two of them.
Okay, so she wouldn't have anybody she'd want.
Well, she has cousins, but they're all in Spain, Italy, Colombia, the UK. You know, they're all over the place. So, that's one thing I know I don't want is I don't want my kids shipped off to South America to live the rest of their lives. I mean, even though that their family does pretty well down there, and their kids do very well, and they all go to good colleges and. Have good careers. I know they would be taken care of, but, you know, it's just this is my base here, and that's what I want for my kids. So, you know, Janet's, you know, she's comfortable on each side, so either way. All right, so what else we got going on DougStepan.com? Read the story about the Patriot pilot. This is pretty amazing. What?
Yeah, the Patriot pilot's interesting. I also have a story of something that's interesting that's going on online on social media, if you'd like to hear that.
Sure, what is
it? There's some weird meme going on, and the meme is just some, like,
OMME,
like,
is that what that is?
Or whatever, just a trend online of things people talk about or do. And there's if you Google the numbers 241-543-903 and do an image search for it, for some reason, you get a bunch of pictures of people sticking their heads in refrigerators.
Wait, I want to see, what's the number?
The number is
241-543-903.
No spaces or anything.
Oh,
it's just a bunch of people sticking their heads in freezers.
That is so bizarre and not right.
Apparently, I did some research on this, and apparently what it is just some website called 4chan that started a bunch of weird memes that, like, the anonymous movement that protests Scientology and everything, and a bunch of other more ridiculous things. They just decided one day, let's make a random number up and submit pictures of our heads stuck in freezers. So they decided to do it, and now there are 5,930 pictures of people sticking their heads in freezers.
You know,
because one guy
and it's great. Them. This is a helpful list of all the people you don't want to marry.
Right. How many of these things, these memes are in existence? I mean, you can't even know. There's no way you could possibly know how many hidden little treasures there are out there on the internet.
No, memes are created daily. They're like some people. It's really you just got to be beyond the social networks.
There must be things like treasure hunts out there, the secrets to government. You know,
how to
hack into the Pentagon.
You can go to Know Your Meme, KnowYourMeme.com, knowyourmeme.com, and it has a bunch of, it's a way you can follow memes that are developing and see their origins.
Do you know that this number actually has its own Twitter page?
Does it really?
Twitter.com/24154-3903. The bio, people putting their head in the freezer, taking a pic, posting it on the web, and tagging it with 241-543. They've got 1,947 followers.
Isn't this kind of like a Lost and Hurley's lottery number?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Day 41, a tale of two fridges. We have a refrigerator at work dedicated to chemicals. Very strange.
Nice. All right, for more information and useless information, really useless stuff, check it out at gooddayshow.com. Straight ahead, Dr. Ken will update you on the important medical news of the day here at Good Day at 43 past the hour.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use. Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo.
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Time for Dr. Ken. And my New Year's resolution this year, Ken, is to not get sick. How can you help me not get sick this year?
Well, besides eating a healthy diet, getting exercise, and keeping your hands clean, my favorite tip for this year is to use these probiotics. The healthy bacteria, the bacteria that get into your digestive system where two-thirds of your immune system is located, and rev it up. Your immune system needs continuously this healthy bacteria, the probiotics. Sustanex is my favorite way. Rich, the reason why I like Sustanex is because it has this natural protection. It's kind of like a biological armor, which allows it to get through your high acidic environment of your stomach, and then it makes its way to the small bowel where it helps stimulate your immune system so it can fight all those bugs that are out there.
I think
now
that's probably the most important thing, is people think they eat yogurt and it does the same job, and it doesn't, because those cultures cannot create. Yeah, they cannot survive down in the acidic environment of your stomach, correct?
Exactly. They don't survive getting through the stomach, or just keeping it out on the table for a little while. Those things die, or they just die in the shipping process.
All right, so go to gooddayshow.com. We have a link to Sustanex, or you can check them out on Facebook. Search Sustanex, and they will be your friend. Another thing that I've been taking the past year that helps us kind of stay healthy is vitamin D, but there's some more news on vitamin D today, isn't there?
Exactly. Vitamin D, please, when you go to the doctor this year, ask them to check your level. Make sure it's above 30. And fascinating news out this week in the medical journal Pediatrics is that a woman's vitamin D level before she gets pregnant may affect whether her new child is going to have infections of the lungs, subsequently wheeze, which can trigger asthma. This vitamin D must have something to do with revving up the immune system. We know that it helps adults. It helps fight bugs like the Sustanex. It also helps to lower your risk of cancer, helps lower your risk of heart disease. But the news this morning is that infants need to get their vitamin D levels checked because they had much lower incidence of lung infections if their vitamin D level was up there. And also, women, before you get pregnant, check your vitamin D level. I think it's okay. You get out at least 15 minutes a day of unprotected sunlight. I think us doctors have gotten so obsessed about protecting you from skin cancer, covering up, you don't get enough sunlight, and now what we've done is we've depleted the levels of vitamin D. You get vitamin D from natural sunlight and also from eating oily fishes, and some of the cereals are fortified with vitamin D, and often milk is fortified with vitamin D.
How are the supplements, Dr. Ken? Is it a good thing to take a supplement, or is
Absolutely.
There enough in a multivitamin?
Well, the multivitamin is a supplement. Most of them have 400 units. I recommend that everybody take about 1,000 units, but get your level checked. And the current, even government recommendations went up for most to 800. But I recommend everybody take about 1,000 units, unless you're getting sunlight. Even in Florida, it's hard to get sunlight right now. But a safe amount, I think, is 1,000. But get that level checked.
All right, 20 seconds. How can your mother-in-law kill you, Dr. Ken?
Your mother-in-law can kill you. This stress of family life, Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, can increase circulation problems to the heart, cause chest pain, angina. Make sure your family doesn't make stress for your life, or you may die early in middle age.
Huh? Yeah, there you go. He's got it for you. Dr. Ken here on Good Day. It's 51 past the hour.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Medicare.
For this one, I'm Your Boogeyman, performed by Casey and the Sunshine Band from the film The People vs. Larry Flint. Starring Woody Harrelson and Courtney Love and Ed Norton. Whatever happened to Courtney Love's movie career, Chucker?
I don't know. It sort of went out the window, but you know what? She was a decent actress and gave a really good performance in that movie.
She did.
So did Woody Harrelson. And it's a really... You know, despite what you might think about Larry Flint, the film itself is fascinating. It's a fascinating watch.
Man, Woody Harrelson's had a strange career, hasn't he?
Really
very good,
has.
But strange. He does a lot of strange stuff.
Well, I think Woody Harrelson's personality in real life, he's sort of he's not a mainstream type of thinker. And
right.
He's sort of a bizarre type of a character. I think the last film I seen him on played that hippie type... End of the World, the guy in 2012 with John Cusack.
Yeah, it's just so weird to watch him come out of the role that he had
on Cheers,
Cheers,
I know.
And, you know, like Natural Born Killers and stuff like that. And you're just like, wow, man, that guy really took a turn. So you like The People versus Larry Flint, thought it was a great movie. Yet yesterday you went to see The Fighter and didn't like it because it offended you.
I didn't like it. I went in, you know, it is what you call Oscar season. They call this specialty type film. It's getting a lot of Oscar buzz, 89% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. A lot of critics are raving about it. Went to see it. I thought I'd really like it, but I really was turned off by it. The story of an 80s boxer named Mickey Ward and his brother, Dickie, played by Christian Bale. Mark Wahlberg plays the lead character in the film, and I really didn't find it to be a boxing movie. It was more of a family drama. And the problem with the movie for me is that most of the characters, I'd say 90% of them, were highly unlikable, and Christian Bale, his brother, is a crack addict. His mind is fried. His mother, played by Melissa Leo, gives a really good performance also, but she also has a problem. She smokes crack, and Mark Wahlberg's really the only character in the movie who is normal. His girlfriend, played by Amy Adams, is a barmaid, uses the F-bomb in the film probably 100, 150 times.
Wow.
Amy or Mark?
No, Amy Adams.
Really?
Mark Wahlberg's really the only character that you could sort of associate, sort of halfway likable. Everybody else is just tremendously unlikable in the film, and it just, for some reason, I never got into it. I never felt, it's a standard boxing story. Not the type of boxing story as a, let's put it this way, Rocky Balboa with Sylvester Stallone, in my opinion, was a 10 times better movie. This movie most likely is going to get nominated for Best Picture, because now they have 10 choices for Best Picture instead of 5. But I'm in the minority here. I did not like the film at all. I thought it was a big disappointment in my
opinion.
So
what are some of the leading contenders for Oscar buzz right now?
Well, Natalie Portman is getting all the buzz for a movie called Black Swan.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. For Best Actress. True Grit most likely will get nominated for Best Picture. The front runner at this point is going to be The Social Network, which is a story of Facebook. I thought that was a very good movie. I have no problem if that film wins the Oscar for Best Picture. But, I had this conversation many times. I feel like a lot of these movies that win Best Picture, in my opinion, don't really deserve it, especially over the last 10 or 15 years. Probably Titanic was my favorite movie to win Best Picture in the last 15 years. Hurt Locker won last year. I didn't think it was a great movie. I thought it was a good movie, but not deserving of a Best Picture statue. I thought Slumdog Millionaire, which won the year before, was a good movie,
but it was
very slow, and I just didn't feel it was worthy of the statue either. But if The Social Network wins, I have no problem.
So if you were handing out the award this year, Checker, you'd give it to Social Network, or who would you give it to?
I probably would, but I'll be honest with you, from my point of view, the best film I've seen this year was the American remake of what was called Letting Me In. It's sort of a vampire story that has a bonding story with two young people. It deals with bullying at school. I just thought that was a fascinating watch. I loved every frame of it. Comes out on DVD February 1st, so I recommend that to the audience. It's called Letting Me In. It stars the girl from the movie Kick-Ass, Chloe Mortez, who's, I think, 12 years old now. She's a fantastic actress and could be the next Jodie Foster in the business.
It's such a tough mix between finding movies that are relevant, that people actually go and see, I don't want to use the term popular, and then finding an actual contender where the action or the acting, the story, and everything was good enough to make it a buzz. Because I find a lot of the times these movies are just, who saw that, who cares? The Social Network, I think, is one that would kind of bring all that in. All right, Chuck, thank you very much. It's 58 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens.
Good day.